So there's this organization called ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, which assigns the which has this actually very important power, you know, of deciding who Harvard.com is. Let's say, who's Harvard.com, by the way? You guys know? Somebody grabbed the name, and they did it early. Happily, it's the Harvard bookstore. Yeah, it's the Harvard bookstore, which is, so that's good. The Harvard bookstore are good people. I'm, you know, right? And also decides, for those of you who remember Chris Segoyan's talk, what, you know, the .com version of his congressman, or his the congressman who tried to block him, you know, that's ICANN who decides whether you can register. And this, somebody asked a while back about how much of this is American. Well, ICANN actually is a U.S. nonprofit, but this is a very long, complicated, troubled story. Which so there is this piece of it that's American, and there is this point of control, which is actually an important one. But for the moment, anyway, let's just accept that you've got these things called domain name servers that do the address translations. The translation of names to addresses gets done somehow, and there's somebody in charge of keeping the routers. The information, not for the routers, I'm sorry, the information at the that's used at the edge of the network for deciding which name goes to which address up to date, because, of course, with millions of new machines being added to the Internet all the time and new companies starting and companies going out of business and so on, these things, this is an extremely dynamic situation.